Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is truly a day that God has made, and we should all learn to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God has allowed us to come together one more time. And because of his grace, he's allowing us to come together to explore the word of God together. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you, dear God, for everything that you allow us to do. I pray that everyone had a great day, a great week, the beginning of a brand new year, dear God. And I just hope that everybody is pressing towards the mark of the prize for the high calling. You know, it's our responsibility to grow in grace. It is our job to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. It is our job to do the things of God that he has assigned for us to do. Well, as always, I give God all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. And before every lesson, we have to go to the throne of grace. And I thank God that Madison is with me tonight. And you know, he is my little prayer warrior. And I'm just so grateful for that. So we're going to go to the throne of grace in prayer. But before I do that, I want you to know that our lesson is coming from Matthew's, the 13th chapter, the first through the eighth verse. And the topic of the lesson is, what kind of soil are you? I ask that everyone read the 13th chapter of Matthew's, and I pray that you guys use the readings so that you could get insight. And if you read those chapters, you see Jesus was teaching with parables. And the night lesson is a parable as well, the parable of the sower, and the seed. So we're going to go ahead to the throne of grace in prayer. But before Madison come on, if anyone would like to pray, as always, you could press the one button on your phone, and I'll open a mic where you could come in and pray. If not, I'll let Madison pray. Once he's finished, we're going to listen to a song. It's a beautiful song. And I'm asking that everyone be prayerful, that the Holy Ghost give us illumination and revelation on tonight, or the word of God that we're going to explore together. So at this time, since no one has pressed the one button, I will ask Madison to come and pray. Once he finished, I will play a song, and then we'll go into the lesson. Be blessed.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Let's open up into the throne of grace. God, thank you for this Wednesday that people are able to tune in just on time. And they're not greedy enough to just worry about the Powerball thing and don't just back away from God for this one day. Thank you, God, for being with these people and putting you as the top priority in their mind for today with a lot of big things happening. God, please be with everybody in the lesson that they're able to listen to it and have a clear understanding of everything that has been said, and that when they tell it to other people, and that if they tell it to other people, they can say it in a better way that they might understand, that can give it to another person, that can make it even better to understand. So when they keep on spreading out the word, God, it'll just be perfect. Thank you, God, for everybody tuning in today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Madison. That was Madison Chambers, my 11-year-old grandson. And now I see that more callers has called in. So I'm going to repeat the topic and the scriptures, where the scriptures will come from. And I'm going to play this song, and then we'll get into the lesson. the topic of the lesson is, what kind of soil are you? It's coming from Matthew's, the 13th chapter, the 1st through the 8th verse. And I'm going to play this song at this time, and I'll come back, and we'll get straight into the lesson. Be blessed.
It seems hard to see, I care for you. And sometimes it's hard for you to see that I'm there with you. Oh, be strong, hold on, and know I'm right there in the middle. Oh,
when you cry. Sometimes I know in my heart that you really love me, but other times I must question your faith. Oh, don't give up, always look up, don't give in. I'm right there in the middle, yeah, yeah. Thank God I come right there.
Tried to take your hope away. I was there when you didn't know me right from wrong. Yeah, I was there when your friends walked out on you. I was there when you didn't know what to do. Yeah, when you searched and found all of your family was gone. When you couldn't see your night from day. Oh.
In the middle. You know, what that record was saying is was giving us encouragement. You know, we could be blessed through song as well as through the word of God. He was saying that God was saying to us that he's right in the middle of everything that happens in our lives, There's nothing that can happen to us that God doesn't know about or could take God by surprise. You know, God said when any situation, circumstances, adversities, trials, and tribulation may have came your way or came in your life, he said, I was right there. You know, we might not understand the outcome, or we might not like the way the outcome is looking, or how it feel, or how it, you know, taste, or how it smell, but God is right there. You know, we have to get to our life, get to the place in our lives when we know if God is on board the ship and you allow him to be your captain, then you don't have to worry, because he's promised that he's going to work it out together for our good. But we have to trust him, and we have to be patient. You know, no matter what's going on in our lives, when we look at the situation or the circumstances, we got to be like the Shulamite woman who say, it is well. You say, it is well, and you keep on moving. Because if you look back over your life, plenty of terrible things has happened. But that, too, did pass. God promised never to leave us, never to leave us alone. We just have to trust him. And as we get into the lesson tonight, I want you to know that it's a parable. And it's a parable about a sower. Sower. That's someone who sows and plants seeds in the ground like a farmer. You know, when the seeds that he sowed and how they were perceived by the soil, that's what the parable is about. You see, parables have been called earthly stories with a heavenly meaning. You know, Jesus taught in parable because it gives an advantage to the hearer. You see, parables are stories, and usually they are easier to understand. And then it should give us food for thought and a desire to study the meaning of what you just heard. You see, whenever time Jesus used parables, he uses things that you're familiar with to tell a story, so that it would be easy for you to understand. Now, everybody know about a farmer and how he plants his seeds and then he looks for a crop. Come on now. So this is the story. This is a parable about the sower and the seed. You see, the sower in this parable is a farmer. But when Jesus talking about it, he wants us to have insight that Jesus Christ represents the farmer. It's not just Jesus, but his disciples. But I came to tell you tonight, a sower is also those who teach, preach, lead someone else to Christ, or anyone who shares the word of God with others. That's a sower. This lets us know that all of us are sowers, or should be willing to become one. You know, the greatest commandment given to us by Jesus in Matthew 28:19-20 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And 20 says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even to the end of the world. See, Jesus made that statement when he was going back to the Father to sit on the right hand to intercede on our behalf. So Jesus gave us the command. He gave the command to them, but it is also for us that what we should be doing. Some people don't like to talk, share the word of God, because they feel they don't know enough to do it. Others just don't feel they need to do it. But I came to tell you tonight, since that's the way that Jesus Christ ordained it, everybody has something that they can say. Everybody has something that they could share. Because it could be just as simple as something simple like, this is the day that God has made. we all should rejoice. You know, you might tell somebody that, you know, they should be happy because God allowed them to be in the land of the living. You know, everybody is not going to be able to quote the 66 books of the Bible or put precepts upon precepts, but everybody has something to say if God has done anything for you. You see, the seed in this parable is the word of God. You see, a seed is planted to yield fruit for a harvest and may not give the same result everywhere or at the same time, since its fruitfulness depends on the soil where it has fallen. You see, in this parable, the soil is the people, and they are the hearers of the word. We will learn today that the problem is not with the seed, but where it falls and how the soil receives it. You see, the seed is not the problem, but it's the soil. Jesus taught this parable to the people who had come to hear the word of God. You see, this parable is really about hearers of the word. And once they hear, what do they do with it? This is a parable about four types of soil, which represent four types of people. Four types of soil that the seed fell on, and four different responses to what they heard. And tonight I want to ask you the question, what type of soil are you? Now we're going into the scripture, and I'm going to read the 13th chapter, the first, second, third, and fourth verse, and we're going to look at that for a little while, and then we'll go with the rest of the scriptures. And that scripture reads, the same day when Jesus out of the house. Now, many of y'all right here with me because y'all already read, because I posted to read Matthew's the 13th chapter on Monday. So I'm sure many of you right here with me, but as I read it, it says, the same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and the great multitude were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowl came down and devoured them up. So what is this saying? You see, here we see that Jesus was using a boat as his pulpit, first thing. Jesus got on the boat, the people was on the shore, and Jesus began to preach. You see, it gave him a place to speak away from the press of the crowd. And it's amazing because the seed provided good acoustics. Come on now, look at the wisdom of God and the mighty hand of God and how his plan unfolds. And probably a beautiful backdrop. You see, everything that God does has a reason with a purpose. When God gives us an assignment, he will always provide the provisions necessary to accomplish it. When the doors of the synagogue was closed against him, you know, they didn't want him to preach. They didn't want him to teach. They didn't want him in their places, you know. So what he did, he took it to the temple of the air and taught men in the villages, streets, and on the roads. And today's lesson, he's by the seaside. You know, nothing can hinder what God got for you and God's purpose and design that he wants to be fulfilled and to come true. They shut the doors on him and he sat in a boat and taught. We got to be proactive. We got to be, you know, be doing this thing. God uses everything that he created for his glory and will make room for your gifts. Jesus now said that some seeds that were sowed fell by the wayside. You know, I came to tell you tonight, a wayside was a pad where people walked and nothing could grow because the ground was too hard. You might remember in your neighborhood a pad that everyone took to make a shortcut to get to where they wanted to go. You know, they might have had a hole in a fence behind the house and everybody went through that because they could put them on the next street. But when you keep walking and walking and walking in that pad, you notice that ain't no grass growing there. You see, the ground became hard and no grass could grow because it was trampled. The seeds thrown would just lay on the surface of that soil, and the birds, which represent the devil, comes and take away what they had heard. You know, I'm going to give you an example with that. You know, sometimes people go to church on Sunday and they hear the sermon and they hear everything and sometimes you might ask them, what was the Sunday lesson about? And they tell you they don't remember. But it was good. You know, when we hear something, we have to meditate on the word of God. We have to think on it to keep it there, because Satan is ready, always ready to just snatch it up. Satan want to take anything from you that God is trying to give to you. And if you don't use it, you will lose it. Jesus spoke according to the agricultural customs of his day. You see, in those days, seeds was gathered and shattered and scattered first. They were scattered first on top of the ground. Then they was plowed into the ground. So he knew that the seed that was sown during his time was all spread out. And, you know, what was important, how the soil received them and how the ground was. And that's how he could speak this parable the way that he's doing. You know, that soil by the wayside is hard. Now, is your head so hard that you just hear the word and decide not to do it? You see, these are people that thought that even though they heard the word of God, they really don't understand it. There are people whom the word of God is veiled or covered, and they can't understand it. Not that God wants you to be that way, but that's what you have done in your heart. Veil, like a veil to cover. You see, it's not because the word is something too difficult to understand, but because their hearts are calloused, hard, not permitting any growth of the seed from the word. They just want to have it their way. They want to lean to their own understanding. And you see, even here, you know, they don't want to put the time in. They might not truly believe the word of God. And so here we see with the seeds that were sowed by the wayside, the problem was not with the seed, but the soil. And then again tonight, I ask you, what type of soil are you? And if I read the fifth verse, sixth verse, it says, some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no depthness of earth. They sprung up. But when the sun came, they were scorched. And because they didn't have no root, they withered away. You see, stony places is where the soil is thin, you know. It's lying on a rocky shelf, on this ground, the seed sprung up quickly because of the want of the soil. But the seed is unable to take root because of the rocky shelf. You see, the stony ground is composed of people that, hearing the word of God, receive it immediately and, in fact, with gladness. However, this does not last long. For when persecution and affliction arise, these people, again, immediately fall away. You see, these are people that have a zeal, but it's not according to knowledge. They haven't learned how to hold on to the confession of their faith. They don't know that the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but those who endure to the end. You see, shallow. We have to hold on until our change comes. It is obvious the problem that finally causes their fall is that they are weak, and in times of trouble, they begin to doubt and worry. Thus, when the devil brings such things against them because of their weakness, they immediately fall. How many people you know, soon as persecution comes to them, they stop going to church? See, Satan take and put them blinders on you and make things that's right seem wrong. Because when something is in your life and things is going on and all hell and broke loose, the best place is to go to church. You see, their falling is not caused because of affliction. It's too heavy for them to bear. Because, you know, the scripture tells us that the afflictions will be light and certainly no more than you can bear. You know, the scripture say God will not allow any temptation to come upon you, but he will always give you a way to escape. Instead, it causes them to fall because they're not willing to show even the smallest resistance to the devil. You know, if we go to the Bible and use the scripture, there's a scripture in James 4:7 that tells us, resist the devil and he has to flee. So I'm asking you tonight again, what type of soil are you? And verse number 7 said, some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up, and it choked them. So why did he use this in here? What type of person is being described here? You see, that's, you know, the among the thorns describes soil that is fertile, very fertile, and even perhaps too fertile, because the thorns grow there as well as the fruit. Hallelujah. You see, the problem with this type of soil is that the word of God is kept in their hearts along with so many other things, such as the cares of the world. And you know, the Bible described the world as the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's a person that's holding on to that, and they have it in their heart along with the word of God. You see, they have not fully turned away from their old ways. These things finally act as thorns to the word's growth. And when it began, the thorns begin to choke the word, choking it and making it unfruitful. You know, we cannot serve two masters. They only do the things of God when it's convenient or when it fits in their agenda. How you like that? We must put the things of the kingdom of God first, and then all things will be added unto us. We know Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God said, if you seek me first, I'm going to take care of everything else. How good is that? That's a good God. God said, I'm a jealous God. That's in the scripture. He said, so you better, you know, God said, I'm a jealous God. And you got to watch what you put before God. He said, but if you put me first, all other things will be added unto you. You see, if we apply this principle, other things will be added unto us. But we have to be patient. We have to hold on. And we have to have faith. You see, if we don't apply the things of God in the top position and allows our cares, If we don't put God in the top position and allow our cares to take priority, then those things will strangle the word. Because you got to know Satan is trying to twist you up. Satan is like just having his hand around your neck, and a little word you have in you, he's trying to choke it out of you. You know, he's going to flash the things of the world in front of your face and hope that you buy in with it. Because I don't want, you know, that's why God say, I can't even listen to what people say. He said, that's why I listen and look at the heart. He said, because out of the same mouth, people curse him and bless him. You know, I guess that's like, go on and say hallelujah, hallelujah, and turn around and do something so out of order, the same mouth. God says, so I skip from concentrating on the words that are said, but I search the heart. And again, I ask you, what type of sorrow are you? And you can ask yourself, or answer yourself, or evaluate yourself, and say and see, what are you seeking first? And the last verse for tonight, which is verse number 8, it said, but some fell unto good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100, some 60-fold, and some 30. That's the ones that fell on good ground. And you see when he said 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold, he's saying how it was multiplied. You know, how when you do it right, because God is a God of enoughness, he said that I will open the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive it. That's more than enough if you don't have room to receive it. And so many of us may look at that verse and think something else about it. But when he said not enough room to receive it, how many people got clothes that can't even fit in their closet? That means more than enough. You know, their refrigerator is full, or freezing the refrigerator is full, and they got a freezer in their shade or in another room. Come on, y'all. How many people you know have two cars and can only drive one at a time? More than enough. He say, I'll give you 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. You see, the good sorrow is the fruitful sorrow of the four types. This sorrow is well prepared to produce a larger crop because it received the seed with gladness. Everything necessary for growth has been done. with this soil, and it has a good foundation. You know, you go to Bible study, you go to Sunday school, you read your Bible, you share the word of God. And I want to tell y'all tonight, you see, sharing the word of God, I don't care how little you may be able to share. You know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You know, when you share the word of God with someone else, don't you know that you hear yourself and you are building yourself up? You see, you know, talking about the well-prepared soil. You see, these are the people who hear the word of God and understand it and then do it. And I'm not telling you everything you hear you're going to understand. You will not understand all things at once. But we must keep pressing, leaning, and growing in the knowledge of God to ensure our fruitful harvest. You know, there's things in the Bible that could back this up. When God gave the talents to the servants, when gave the talents to the servants, and he came back and he wanted to know what they did with them. You know, and he looked, and one had got another one, and one had got this, and one had just buried. He sat on it. You know, but the two that got some, he gave them more, you know, that 164. He increased what they had. Come on now. Sometimes the Holy Ghost want to give you so much more new knowledge, but you ain't took time and learned the first part. So how you going to give you the second part? And you may not be in no position to receive the third part. It's a method to this. And God has already ordained it and declared it. God is always going to do his work. But you need to know that you have work too. You're not going to learn it all at one time. You're not going to become perfect. But you can keep pressing and you could keep growing. You see, where you are today has nothing to do with where you will be tomorrow. It depends on you. You see, God is constantly molding and shaping us into his intended purpose, which is his work. And as I said earlier, you must do your part by cooperating. You see, when a seed is grounded and rooted, it would become mature and steadfast, and able to always abound in the word of God. You got to remember this. To whom much is given, much is required. So if you see someone who have much and you desire to have equally much, you got to know much is required. You see, the more you know, the more you grow. And the more you grow, the more you will show. Because God wants us to let our light so shine before men that they will see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven. Everything that God created was for his glory. That's why that scripture is there. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works. So they'll know that it is God working in you. You know, when people see you, is it a light? And Jesus represents the light. Can anybody see Jesus in you? Because if they can, they could glorify the Father in heaven. You see, the good soul, you know, these are the people who hear the word and decide to do it. You see, the sower sows good seeds, but not all seeds sprout and become mature at the same time or in the same way. But you see, the farmer waits patiently, and that's how Christ is waiting on you. And for those who are out there sowing and sharing the word of God and trying to lead others to Christ, I want to tell you tonight, don't be discouraged if you do not always see results of your faithful sharing. of the word. Because I want to let you know, it is not your job to expect the return that you hope for that person. It could be your child, your mother, your father, your neighbor. You know, you want to tell it to them, and you want them to get it, and you want to receive it, and you want them to be saved, and you want them to change. But it is not our job to expect the return we hope for based on our own understanding. And we got to remember, everybody decides to get it at their own time. And you see, we can't save anyone. It's Christ's job. We are to share the word of God and keep it moving. Because it's a miracle of God's Holy Ghost as he uses our words to lead others to him. Speak the word of God. Allow the Holy Ghost lead you to speak to someone and allow him to do his work with the words that you shared with that person. Hallelujah. You see, because we can only give information. It's the Holy Ghost's job to give illumination and revelation. You see, belief cannot be forced to follow a mathematical formula. You know, it's not, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. Everybody who hit ABC got it. It's not like that. It's not a mathematical formula. But you got to keep sharing the word of God with everyone you meet, even if you think you have said it enough times to that individual. Please don't get tired, because you will never know when the soul gonna receive the seed. And again, I ask you, what type of soul are you? And as I close tonight, Jesus' parable of the sower is aimed at the hearers of the word. There are different ways of accepting God's word, and they produce different kind of fruit according to how they receive it. There is a prejudiced hearer who has shut their minds. Such a person is not teachable and blind to what he or she hears or what they want to hear. That's the people that's deceived by the wayside. Then there are the shallow hearers. He or she fails to think things out or think even through, because they lack depth in the word. And some of these is the main ones want to tell you what does say the Lord, or tell you what they can't got to do and what they ain't got to do. See, they shallow. They may initially respond with an emotional reaction, but when it wears off their mind wander to something else. You see, that's the stony ground. Another type of here is the person who has many interests or cares, but who lacks the ability to hear or comprehend what is truly important. How many people you know like that? You see, such a person is forever too busy to pray or too preoccupied to study and meditate on God's word. You see, he or she may work hard, so hard that they're always too tired to think of anything else but their work. They're trying to get the, you know, they got their hustle on. They got to have the money. And you see, these are the ones that, you know, fall among the stones, the thorns. But then there are those with an open mind. Come on now. With a real desire to know Christ, to love on him as their Lord. You see, such a person is at all times willing to listen and to learn, and he or she is never too proud or too busy. They listen in order to understand God. You see, God gives grace to those who hunger for his word, that they may understand his will and have the strength to live according to it. Do you hunger for God's words? And for tonight, I think this is the last time I'm going to ask you, and what type of Sarah are you? You know, that's why Jesus finished the interpretation of the parable when he said, take heed how you hear. It is not only that one hears the word, but it is also how he hears it. Do you hear it, or do you really hear it? For many may hear the word, but only those that hear it and keep it is in good and honest, with a good and honest heart, will be faithful. That's the lesson for tonight. And at this time, I would ask if anyone, hallelujah, this, would anyone like to make a comment? Anyone would like to make a prayer request? You know, we have time tonight, y'all. God ordain and ordain this. We got a caller at 504-858-00. Caller, your mic is open and you can speak at this time. We can't understand your caller. Maybe you need to put your...
It's coming out like you sweat. You could be okay. You could be and did whatever. But once you catch a whoop, or you don't have to catch a whoop, all your mind got to do is, you put the R in on, not the God in.
All that stuff smelling. Well, I'm wondering if the Bible was the same way. Thank you, caller. We thank you for your comments. And we pray that God be with you and bless you. I have another caller, then press the button. Your number is 504-723-32. Your mic is open at this time.
But this was Kristen Grove.
What did you say, sir?
My prayer request is for Kristen Grove.
Yes, sir. We'll definitely include that in our closing prayer. And that is so important. And if you want to read a chapter about Christian growth, you could go to 2 Peter, the third chapter. It's a very short chapter. And that was Peter talking about and asking us to really grow in grace and how important it is. And, you know, that was the last writing of Peter. And after that, he was crucified. And Peter, even in his shortcomings in his earlier days, he had grown to so much maturity that he was crucified, and he wouldn't allow them to nail him to the cross as they had did Jesus Christ. He asked to be buried. He asked to be crucified upside down. So that is some reading that you could do. And we're going to all lift you up and ask that God, you know, because you asking for something easy. You know, Christian growth is what God has designed and orchestrated and have for us, you know, and we just have to do our part. And with you asking for it, he honors that. So you're in a good place, brother, and we will definitely lift you up in prayer for that request. And thank you so much for calling in. Any other callers? Any other comments? Did anybody, you know, well, if that's all the callers, And that's, I got another caller. Caller, 985-224-83. Your mic is open.
Thank you so much, Minister Dye, for this lesson on the parable of the soil. It's one of those things that I have heard, studied, and wondered about, but you broke it down so we could understand it tonight. And I just want to praise God for your teaching and just encourage you to continue giving us his word, because you gave me so much to meditate on tonight. I was taking notes as you talked so that I can go back later and go through it again and again. I thank you, and I thank you for being a vessel and letting God use you in the way that you do. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Joyce Brown. This lady who just called in, I just love her so much. Not her, but her whole family. And she encourages me all the time, you know. You know, everybody need encouragement. And I could always depend on, you know, Sister Joyce Brown to give me words of encouragement. And as always, I thank you so much, and I love you so much. So remember that. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else would like to make comments? Press the one button on your phone, and we'll open up the mic. I pray that by giving the scriptures to you guys, that it helped you to get into the lesson. You know, some may read it and don't understand it, and hopefully we could put some insight on it. And whenever we have a lesson, and I give you a lesson ahead of time, or if we go over the lesson, anybody could press the one button. And if it's something you don't understand, we could try to clear it up together with the word of God. So, you know, like I like to say, we live in a dispensation of time where we have no excuses. God gonna say he provide the platform for you to, you know, explore the word together. And it doesn't make sense to keep saying it's something that you may not understand and don't ask. Because the only dumb question is the one that you don't ask. So you shouldn't feel embarrassed or ashamed to ask a question. Because once you receive the knowledge, you much better off than you were before. So I wanted to know if there's any other questions or concerns. Anyone have any prayer requests? You could say them at that time. We're going to remember the brother. I got a prayer request that came on the prayer line today. Someone asked us to pray for a five-year-old boy. He's unconscious. He had an accident a month ago, and his name is Reese. So we're going to remember Reese and a man that called in, and we're going to lift that up in prayer. And you know, one of our things on a Wednesday night Bible study, when we get a name or a person that asks for prayer, each and every one of us, it's our duty to pray for that person. So I think that's pretty cool when you got a whole team of people praying for you. So is there any questions or concerns that could be answered at this time? Any words of encouragement? If not, it's 9:24. We could go into prayer, and I could do the benediction, and that would be it for tonight. So if anybody would like to pray, you could press the one button on your phone. And I'm not saying this to make anyone more embarrassed or anything like that. But, you know, whenever God allow us an opportunity to do something for him, we don't know when it would be the last time. You know, and if y'all call in and I'm y'all Bible study teacher, you know, I got to teach all things. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody because, you know, saying you should press the button, it's not about that. But, you know, we don't know if this the last time we would be able to share, you know, our feelings or ask our questions or pray in the name of Jesus. So keep that in mind. But what we're going to do, what I'm going to do now is go ahead and lead us out in prayer and say the benediction, and we should finish by the 9:30 hour. So here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, gracious God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the same God that made the promise to Abraham, that makes the promise to us today. Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you. Lord, I want to praise your holy name because you're worthy. Lord, I just want to lay at your feet because you're worthy. Heavenly Father, a young man asked for prayer to grow in grace. And God, I know with all my heart and with all your word that that's a done deal. And for the young man, that a little five-year-old boy that was in a hospital and unconscious, dear God, Lord, we know you're a way maker. You're a healer. Dear God, you could do anything but fail. Be with him, but not just him, dear God, his family that's, you know, that's going through right now as they watch their child unconscious. Bless them, dear God. Look down upon all of our six sisters that is going through something. We have Diane McBride with the surgery of her hip, dear God. Bless and heal. We have Jeanette Clark with the her treatment that she's still going through. Bless and heal. We have Sister Sanders, dear God, still going through her treatment. Bless and heal. We have Benita Washington, dear God, still going through her treatment. Bless and heal. Lord, and I'm asking that you take care of all these people, dear God. I'm asking that you be with my son as he go to court, dear God. Not just him, dear God, but all of the young men and women that's locked up behind a prison wall. Heavenly Father, I pray, and I ask that you rebuke Satan when they decide to make a bad decision, that you rebuke Satan and hold him back for enough time for them to make a good decision, dear God. Lord, we thank you for your word that went forth tonight, and I pray that it won't return void, dear God. And I hope that the Holy Ghost gave everybody illumination and revelation, dear God, that they could go forth in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray that this Wednesday night, dear God, Bible study stay here as long as the people need it, as long as you want me to be here, dear God. And as long as the people come for your word, bless dear God. Heavenly Father, I ask all this in Jesus' name for all of our sakes. Amen and thank God. And I have a caller that, caller, your number is 504-534-75. Your mic is open.
It has been a blessing. I accidentally hit the like, the cord, the number one. But God is worthy to be praised. And I just was interceding as you were praying. And for the young man that called in to grow, get in your word and read. And while you read, ask God to give you. Because he said, with all thy getting, get some understanding. But we grow through the word of God. The more word we get in us, the more growth we have. And that's how we become that good soil and be fruitful and multiply. But I just want to thank God for tonight. It's been a blessing. Last week I was quiet. It's just a blessing to be enjoyed with the believers.
And I just want to tell you, Sister Mackie from Boothville, Louisiana, it was no accident that you press the one button. But I want to say to everybody, I love y'all. I love Wednesday night Bible study. And it's an honor and a privilege for me. And I thank God that he's using me. And I love each and every one of you. And Sister Miriam Mackey is on the line. She's going to use her talent. For God, she's going to give us a short song, and it is, we're going to end for tonight. Sister Mackie, would you do that for us tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Your,
Jesus
you on.
Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus, he loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven gave to open wide. He will wash away my sins. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus, he loves you and me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible, it tells me so.
Thank you so much, Sister Maggie. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much. And I want to tell you guys that I don't think he'll mind because we say young man. But I could tell who's on in the studio by the numbers, but I don't know everybody's number. But the young man, when we say young name, man, and I like us to call others by their name, his name is Craig. His name is Craig, and he's been coming on the line. He's one of our new callers, and he's a man. We have a man with us in the house tonight. But Craig was with us before. But when you're lifting him up in prayer, his name is Craig. And I wanted to let you guys know that because, you see, he switched phones on me tonight. And really and truly, I kind of recognize the number, but that's his wife's telephone number. And that's how I put two and two together. Because after I said young man, and then when Sister Mackie said young man, I wanted to see if I could really get his name. And I'm not going to say his last name. He could introduce himself with his first and his last name to you guys whenever he read, if he's ready or when he's ready. But his name is Craig. But I don't know about you, but I had a wonderful time tonight in the Lord. I pray that everybody got something that they could use. And I wanted to also say, because the Holy Ghost told me this while Sister Leary was singing, when we say being fruitful, we mean doing the things of God. You know, being fruitful is being in our proper place, saying and doing what we need to do for God, and listening and obeying and being obedient, and then sharing a word with someone else so that we could bring them in, because that's the greatest commandment, to be good. The good fruit produces fruit, and we want to, you know, be good and just do the things of God, and we want to be fruitful in our lives. You know, we don't want to be unfruitful because there's no substance. So, you know, when you see that, I just didn't want you to leave. You're hanging with when it said that part. But everything was beautiful. I had a great, 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 great time. I feel like I done been out to a party. So I'm feeling good in the Lord. I'm feeling good with all of the people. I just feel good. I thank each and every one of you guys. I thank God. and God be with you until we meet again. And that's the program for the night. Everybody be blessed. And if it's the Lord's will, I'll see you back on next Wednesday. Good night.